Now, here's a story about performance that doesn't seem to have an end. The usual song and dance at the Reykjavik City Theater in Iceland is on hold for a few days. Actors there have put aside their usual repertoire. Instead, they're taking on a somewhat somber marathon performance. The actors in Reykjavik are offering audiences a dramatic reading of a just-released 2,000-page report on the country's banking collapse. The document is known in Iceland as the Black Report, and it contains more drama than you might expect. Magnus Thortason is the artistic director of the Reykjavik City Theater. Magnus, a 2,000-page report about banking doesn't necessarily make for a gripping theater. Why did you decide to do this marathon performance?
Well, this is an exception in our repertoire, because usually we do more ordinary plays, Icelandic and foreign work. But we felt that this was an important matter that the whole nation needed to hear. We wanted to make it accessible for everyone and make a little happening around it.
How long is it going to take to read the entire 2,000-page report?
Well, it seems like it will take 5 or 6 days, night and day. So we have 45 actors reading one starting right after the next one.
And what's been the reaction so far?
We have had great reactions, actually, and we have had thousands of people coming to the theater. Some coming in for just a few minutes and others staying for some hours. Luckily, Icelanders are following the crisis, looking more inwards and seeking culture and entertainment more than before.
Mm. There's obviously no plot to an economic analysis report. Do you think it's either going to entertain or heighten understanding of Iceland's economic meltdown?
Well, we are not seeking for entertaining, but it's maybe more in a way that the theater becomes a sanctuary where people can come, listen to the reading and reflect on what has happened to the nation and to themselves, and it becomes holy in a way. It's like going to a church and just sit with other peoples and reflect on the situation.
Are you charging for tickets?
No. It's just open. The theater is open for the whole nation day and night until we finish the reading.
What do you hope people really get out of this reading?
We have experienced difficult times in the last 1.5 years or so, and we have to get back to our feet. And hopefully this report is a stepping stone towards that. And I hope our reading is just one piece in that puzzle, that we are helping people to get themselves together and go on.
I mean, a 2,000-page report, I mean, I guess it does have a lot in common with Iceland's famous sagas.
Yeah, it's many pages, and some of it is very technical about financial matters and maybe not very dramatic in the reading. But other parts is highly dramatic. And
like what? What is the most dramatic part for you?
Well, it has 9 chapters, and the 7th is the one where they are reporting what people really said during the investigation. And some of that is very dramatic. The dialogue is sometimes hilariously funny and in other parts very dramatic and sad.
Mm. Iceland's banking collapse obviously was a sad episode. Do you think that there are bad guys in this tragedy?
Yes.
Who are they?
Well, mainly it's the Icelandic banks, because as the report explains, they did many mistakes during their last few years of existence, and without a doubt they are the main criminals.
Well, Magnus, good luck with the next few days of reading of this 2,000-page report.
Thank you.
Magnus Thortason is the artistic director of the Reykjavik City Theater.